I was in this down phase of Nokia. When US site was closed, then it was actually transferred to Microsoft. Then I became a Microsoft employee. I joined Tampere, Finland in 2014. That one also, finally, Microsoft decided to close their R&D site in Tampere. That was the end of my employee career. Then I started as an entrepreneur. 2016, then I started a company called Core IoT. Recently, we have designed one RFID antenna, very innovative, and it is beating the competition. And it's a small size, beating the other RFID antennas in the performance. We design and make in India, and then we are shipping to US. So when you become an entrepreneur, you need to master that subject, you need to be the best. Then only people start believing you.
Hello everyone, Ashok here. Thank you for tuning in to this 27th episode of Indian Startup Stories, a podcast striving to bring out experiences and insights from entrepreneurs across India. Today, our guest is Dr. Vamsi Krishna Polukuru, PhD, founder and CEO of Core IoT Technologies Limited, one of the world's most valued and fastest growing wireless antenna design and solutions company that has spread its wings to many nations and has clients across the globe. In this episode, Vamsi shares his background, career days in Nokia and Microsoft, and how closure of Nokia business triggered his entrepreneurial journey along with his Finnish colleague and business counterpart. Various categories of antennas that Core IoT covers, ranging from LTE, Bluetooth, GPS, 5G and more. Challenges solved with high focus on R&D, customer success stories and building trust among the network, and much more valuable information for you to take away. So without further ado, let's jump in. Hi Vamsi, thank you for coming on Indian Startup Stories today. Welcome.
Hi Ashok, thanks for the opportunity. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, my pleasure, thank you. Please share about your background on your academics and initial career days.
Yeah, I basically came from an area from Prakasham district in Andhra Pradesh. So I did my schooling, everything from a place called Kandukur in Prakasham district, and then later Ongole, my schoolings. And later I did my Bachelor of Engineering, Bachelor of Technology from JNTU Kakinada, 1997-2001. And then after that, I briefly worked for 1.5 years as a lecturer in an engineering college in Ongole. And after that, I went for my Master of Engineering in Communication Engineering in Technical University of Darmstadt, Germany. I did from 2002 to 2004. And then I went back to India again. I briefly worked as an associate professor in communication engineering for briefly 6 months. And then in 2005, end of 2005, then I came to Finland to do my master's, to do my PhD in antennas. So that I completed in 2010, end of 2010. And then I spent a year as a postdoctoral fellow. So guiding the, leading the RF team in University of Oulu, Finland. And end of 2011, I joined as an antenna specialist in Nokia mobiles. That time, they were making, we were making this Linux-based or Miko-based phones. Mm-hmm. So I was doing antenna concepting for LTE antennas and all those antennas. And then I worked in, then I was transferred to San Diego in USA in 2012. Then that was also closed. Later, I was in this down phase of Nokia. And when US site was closed, then it was actually transferred to Microsoft. Then I became a Microsoft employee. And then I joined Tampere, Finland in 2014, and that went until 2016, August of 2016. So that one also, finally, Microsoft decided to close their R&D site in Tampere. So that was the end of my employee career. And then I started as entrepreneur from 2016.
Okay, wonderful. That's a rich background and experience, both in terms of your master's and PhD. Nice. Please talk about your company, Core IoT. What are your products and who are your customers?
So then 2016, then I started a company called startup called Core IoT. It's like we are the antenna is keeping from my background as an antenna engineer for a long career, for almost 6-7 years in industry, and then before that five, 6 years in academic. So then I continued the journey and took that up as a company in Core IoT. Our main core products and services are we custom design antenna solutions for wireless devices. We also supply these products, antenna as a product. Not only antenna, we also in the RF passive components, like we design filters or RF passive components, which is needed for wireless industry. It could be your smartwatch, or it could be a phone, it could be any IoT device, which is transmitting data, so that all these devices have some radio on it. So in the radio, then there will be an antenna which is transmitting the electromagnetic signals. So that's what we design, and then we supply for all the hardware wireless manufacturers.
Okay, that's nice. How did it all begin, Vamsit? Please talk about the spark moment. When was this idea of business started?
Well, for me, of course, as I was engineer all my life. Then, when basically Microsoft closed its R&D center in Tampere in Finland, but basically that they helped us choose different paths. Like, so you can become an entrepreneur, and there is a path. Like when you become an entrepreneur, they helped us to set up your own company and actually gave us help us with the premises and equipment. And so because for our antenna design and testing, we need a lot of investments. In a sense, is we need a lot of very high-end equipments, antenna anechoic chambers and network analyzers and all those stuff, and then simulation antenna simulation software. So Microsoft helped us in the beginning. In a sense, is we were able to buy those equipments at relatively small price, and then guidance. They trained us all the entrepreneurs, like how to. I mean, what it means to be an entrepreneur. I mean, you are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's how it started. Then we started very small, like I myself, and then a partner as a family, because I don't want to risk anybody with me. So. Then we put up our own money, our own family savings with the company, and then bought all the equipment, what is necessary, and set up a high-end lab here in Finland. Then that's how it started. And we slowly, we also do material characterization. At the beginning, it was the company name was Matt Tester. So it's mm-hmm. like material testing. We do RF material characterization of like plastics at very high frequencies. So this information is useful for any wireless device manufacturer. For example, some of our customers are GE or Huawei and that kind of companies. But then later we fully get into this antenna design And then I started 2018, then we started end of 2016 in Finland. Then basically, of course, India is natural for me, natural mm-hmm. to me, like is being from India, and then all the connections and how. So then I started a branch or offshore team in India in the middle of in 2018. In the initially, it was in Bangalore. And then I used to travel there maybe once a year or twice a year, and then meeting the customers. And then later I shifted now last one and a half year, it is to my hometown in Ongole, basically where all the engineers, they are working for remotely, but all our facilities mm-hmm. and simulations and everything done from that is our place.
Ongole.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's nice. How challenging is it for you to actually shift the business from Bangalore, which is a startup zone, to Ongole? And how do you? What are the challenges you are facing there? Or is it all smooth as you expected?
Yeah, I mean, challenges for me, running, being I'm sitting in Finland and running a business in India, I mean, offshore team, it was a challenge, especially in Bangalore, which is I'm not that much familiar with. So, and then there are some practical aspects of that. Of course, the most of the potential customers I had in the, or even today, most of the customers are from Bangalore, and because it's being the IT hub. And all the tech big tech companies are there. Somehow I couldn't able to manage these practical aspects of that. And then most of our customers are from abroad, right? Most of we do, our clients are from US, Sweden, Finland, like China. So almost like wireless is ubiquitous nowadays, especially it's even exploding. I could say, because you know, all these 5G, 6G people are talking about, and then real-time locations, ultra-wideband. So all these, whenever when you talk about wireless device or any smartwatches, so everything is basically need antenna solutions. Otherwise, if you don't have very good antenna, that means you probably don't have good range for your device. Or not a good battery life, or poor customer experience. So all these, so that's why then, and then logistically for me to come to Bangalore and stay there, that was a logistically, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I shifted to my own hometown. But it's very near, I mean, it's even though physically some few hundred kilometers away, but still it's like overnight journey. It's not any big deal, and most of them never after COVID or during COVID, even most of my employees, they are working remotely. Like one was working from Madhya Pradesh, one is from Uttar Pradesh, one from Karnataka. Okay. Yeah, so it's like pretty global in a sense.
Nice. So you have clients both abroad and also Indian clients, right? There are a lot of segments that you are addressing.
Yeah, we have clients as all over the world, I would say. And in India, we are growing. We are now supplying antennas to multiple clients. Our antennas, for example, they are now used in Agra, some very smart smart city applications where they are testing the in the sewage systems. Our antennas are there in the electric scooters that are running on Bangalore streets. So we are also working with government agencies. They are approaching us for designing various microwave systems or components that we are designing and supplying. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. Taking a step back, after your graduation, your master's and PhD are all abroad. You had a well-settled life outside and in a comfort zone. Of course, when you had a chance of continue as an employee or choose this entrepreneurial path, you took this entrepreneurial journey. And just curious to know the reason to start a business, which is always an unknown zone. Many challenges are there. Please talk through the thought process that went in and how you evaluated yourself before you jumped in.
That's a very good question. Yeah, basically, like my entrepreneurship journey started as when Microsoft closed its doors. Then basically, I had a choice: either I need to wait for a few months keep on applying, that time there was not that many opportunities. It was like 5 years back, and when there is a then I started thinking, you know, why shouldn't I be an entrepreneur and start doing what I learned so far, and that will help me to, you know, to be a master of myself and actually, you know, expand. And there are already a few companies who are in the same field, who are my old colleagues, for example, who are laid off 1 year before me or 4 years before me. They already started their companies in the same field that they are doing. They were doing good. So then I thought, okay, let's take up that path. and it gives me grow on my own, and at the same time I could do something to the society, like for example all this niche technology I can take, bring it to India.
Okay, that's nice, wonderful. Please share about your core founding team. You mentioned that you followed some of your seniors who were already in that line. So what are the challenges that you faced in forming your core founding team, and what are the conflicts that you had to handle before kickstarting your business?
My core founding team, basically, it's like very small. So it's myself, and then there are a couple of Finnish guys, Joni Kauhanen, and then we had... we started brainstorming what would work for us, and then we it should be something based on what we are best at. So we are best at this antenna simulations, antenna design, and RF material testings, and something related to antenna RF. So that's how we started. The main challenges, especially then when I started, it was in Finland. Mostly, of course, is the trust part, right? You need to approach customers and convince them that they need to take they want to take your services. So I mean, still it's a big challenge in a foreign land. We could slowly. It's like a snowball business. Is like you just. Based on then when you keep it long time, more resilient, and then you're building up success stories, it's a long marathon rather than sprint. What I think.
True. Yeah, nice. What are the kind of antennas your business covers? There are many kind of antennas, right? Ranging from mobile devices for GPS, 4G LTE or RFID, to the huge antennas that cover a range of a different spectrum. So what are the varieties that you are covering?
Yeah, we have two kind of services. One is this, we started with this custom antenna design for 2-3 years. So what we did is we for example, a customer comes to us, then we design the antenna solutions for them, and then we hand over the design, and the customer keep on producing their products with that antenna solution. And then we take I think last 2 years, what we do is we design antenna and supply. We design the antenna for the particular wireless device, and optimize it, and then supply the antenna. So we cover. We basically have all kind of antenna solutions. I would say from LTE, mostly LTE, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS antennas. We have 5G, 5G low band, and then we have ultra wide band antennas, UWB technology, which is a kind of coming ubiquitous nowadays for real time locations. And then we have RFID antennas. That is our mainstream. But anything we can if there is a new change in the technology or some customer request, then we can design that kind of particular antenna with the particular characteristics. For example, some customers might ask they want to have more directional antenna, more high gain antenna, so that we kind of can design through our state of the art simulation tools and then supply to them.
Okay, that's nice. Your company is addressing the need of connecting devices for the next gen with all the different types of antennas that you just spoke about, like 5G, IoT antennas, and various industrial use cases as well. Not a narrow area to focus on. I have two questions on the same line. One is, what's the formula in terms of focusing and leading all of this as a leader? Because it's a wide spectrum now for you. And second part of the question is, please share a few instances of challenges you have faced in handling these multiple things, multiple teams, and how do you solve them?
Yeah, we have all these kind of different antenna solutions, when the customer comes to us and they have a certain device, and that certain device has using also different antennas. For example, a tracker device, it might have like at least 3-4 antennas. at least LTE antennas, GPS, and Wi-Fi antennas. So we design those antenna solutions, and we take their inputs and what kind of device it is, or what is the length and width and the dimensions, and we simulate that whole device, and then showcase this antenna performance. After that, once the antennas are well performing, then we kind of mass produce them and then ship to them. Yeah, the challenges is convincing the customers the antenna performance and RF performance. That is sometimes it's challenging, but we use the state of the simulation tools and known methods. Then we can showcase them even before building the antenna itself. Then we can,
Okay, nice. You must be having very strong and big team on the ground. Please talk about how big is your team and what is your team building strategy?
Yeah, we are at the core team, 4 or 5 people. So here in Finland, we have myself and Yone Kauhanen for measurements and directing the teams and how we are doing things. And in India, we have 4 or 5 people who are mostly engineers, who are designing the antennas and measuring and then taking care of the supply chain. So mostly based in Ongole, but now I think during this COVID team, they are also working from various parts of India. So I manage these teams through online tools like Teams, Microsoft Teams, and through daily updates and
Purely virtual.
Purely virtual, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Coming to the formation of company formation and the initial funding, how did you manage to start your business? Did you bootstrap yourself or brought in any external funding like investors' experiences? Can you talk through that?
So far I bootstrap myself with my own funds. So I saved some money initially in the beginning of the company. Actually, I saved some money to buy a house. So rather that house turned into I bought equipment for the company and all that is needed. I think even today it's like customer money and my own personal money if needed. And then we have few supporting projects from Business Finland, who are supporting us in building products. So we kind of these part of these projects, they help us build the products and then test the product. So all these R&D costs and everything they cover. So far everything on our own in a sense is we haven't seeked for external funding because we want to first showcase our products and maturize the products and really take that scalable level before we take any investors.
Okay. We wanted to stabilize before you bring in others. Nice. How did you start with the sales and marketing for Core IoT and how has it evolved so far? Because you are backed up by your own funding, of course, with the R&D funding coming from your clients. So how has the sales and marketing been with Core IoT so far?
Yeah, so far with Core IoT, so I myself doing the, sales and marketing effort, and we have a business specialist who is helping me with all the marketing things, marketing materials, and pitching presentations, and all the stuff, and looking for leads, and then we also use external marketing agencies for all this online marketing and all the website buildings and content creation and all the stuff. Yeah, whenever we pull the external resources, and then we also have internal people who engages. As a startup, everybody need to take part in both engineering as well as this business aspect. Yeah.
Okay. For any startups, networking and contacts matter a lot, being in a startup community. And how was the earlier days for your business, and how challenging was it? Please share any instances which are close to your heart. How difficult was it, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, this networking is very important aspect in when you are an entrepreneur, and basically you are on your own, and this networking matters a lot. Especially for in our area, it's business to business sales. So you need to know the client, and then they need to trust your skills, and there are also other. I used to go to these trade fairs, then meet companies over there, and then contact them through LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the most powerful tool that what we use. Like, we contact CEOs or CTOs and explain what we do, and trying to understand what kind of difficulties they have as in their wireless hardware. And then going to different these events, and then talk about that. For example, recently I gave a speech in this Embedded World in from Germany. So this is where we want to establish as the technology leader in this area, so that we can get more, we can serve the clients with the best antenna and know-how and technology.
Okay, nice. Directly into the R&D also.
Yeah.
When was the first moment of relief with your company since the inception? Is it from any customer deals or any product or MVPs?
The first relief that I had is in early 2018, when one of a big company in Finland, they came to us and then took our service for quite a while. So we had a 2 years long contract. We served them with the antenna designs and measurements and that gave us quite a much of financial relief. So during that time, I could able to establish teams, and because of that customer as well, I could able to establish very good offshore team in India. So that was a very, very, very good moment.
So that was a starting to have a grip and start the team in India, is it? Okay.
Exactly. So that is because of the reason, actually, we really went,
And established. Okay. So how long it actually took for you to actually, since the starting of your own, registering the company and to get the client?
In Finland, it was like maybe a month and a half, 2 months. Okay. It's very easy.
That was very quick.
But of course, it's mostly in the initial days, it's more like service-based company, like even for the first two and a half years. But now we are changing mostly, are getting into the, I mean, getting to know what really works. It's not like something, I mean, when you are in a service-based company, then it is not scalable, right? It is not okay. You can do only to certain number of projects, but on the other hand, there's not that much risk once you establish. So then we start thinking, okay, then we kind of pivot towards most product-based business model, where actually that is more scalable. That's how actually the big companies in our area they are doing. So we kind of nowadays, like, we design the antenna and then we supply.
Okay, nice. On the same line, can you share any of your customer success stories which is a pride moment for you for being part of their journey?
I can tell. For example, we have a very big electric scooter company based in Bangalore. So when they approached us, so they are connected scooters, so they have multiple wireless technologies that they use. For example, it connects to your mobile phone and then tell you how much is the battery life or something. And it connects to your tell the where your location. So it uses Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or LTE. Then it transmits the data to the cloud, the vehicle statistics. So when they approached us, basically they are using off-the-shelf antenna solutions from all over the different foreign vendors, and they're spending quite a lot of money to all these antennas. So then we took up the project, and then we showcased them the antenna solutions for their electric scooter, and then we actually eliminated all those antennas, and then we made their own custom antennas on the same printed circuit board. So now their products are very sleek, and they at least save quite a lot of money, and then assembling time, and so they were quite happy with our, and then their antenna performance was exactly as we simulated. So that was a pride moment for us that we could deliver.
Nice.
I promise.
That's wonderful. I guess that Kotre is coming out soon, right? Into the market as well.
Yes.
Being the head of organization, where do you spend most of the time focusing on as a leader? Is it with the customers or with the product?
Most of the time I spend with my team, and then discussing about what is the upcoming R&D projects. And then I discuss, I have at least 2-3 meetings with the clients or potential clients. I call them, and then discussing what is their needs, and then I follow up the trends, what kind of technologies are changing, and then what kind of, because every time there are always new wireless devices are coming up, and they need a new radios. So when there are new radios, then there is always a new antenna over there. For example, it could be a millimeter wave antennas, or it could be a radar antennas. So, I'm spending most of the time to think what would be the future for this area.
Nice. Just getting into the segment of COVID, what impact has COVID brought in to you as an individual and also to your business? You already mentioned that your team are well-versed in virtual and you're handling it. I wanted to understand what was the impact on COVID with your team?
Yeah, with my team, initially when I shifted, just before COVID, we shifted from Bangalore to Ongole. So everybody was working at one place. When the COVID started, I think last March or even beginning of 2020 March, then everybody went to their home. So that time, one was from Uttar Pradesh, one from Madhya Pradesh, one from Karnataka, and from Andhra. So it's like all over India. So since that time, most of the people, they still work remotely at their own comfort in their own homes, and then we connect virtual machines through, and then doing simulations and design. Few people are going to the office, but I myself focus here. We go to the office. It has impacted in that way. It's not really that you don't need to be office all the time, but you can do a lot of things virtually and a lot of productive things. It's like what matters is how productive we are, how are we delivering on the customer projects or products. That is more important than you being at the office physically. So that has changed that. So that has definitely changed that perspective. And then from the client point of view also, there are much less interactions, physical interactions. So they are also fine with these, virtual meetings. And I think it's a good change overall. However, of course, COVID also impacted a little bit on the business wise as well, because the business decisions, they are kind of not taken at the same pace that they used to take. So there is some stagnation over there, but hopefully this will be resolved over time.
Okay. As your company is playing a big role making sure the customer actually adopts to the cutting edge antenna solutions with the use case that you specified, how are you planning to scale your business? Any ideas in pipeline to scale the business?
Scaling the business is in our area, it's coming with the products. So we are offering antennas, very very performing antennas, well across different technologies like LTE, Bluetooth, and UWB, and all that. So when we then many customers in and the smart metering, for example, we should like in India, we are selling to these antennas for several smart meter manufacturers. So in future, every home they will convert these meters to wireless, where every device is connected and everything is. So our scaling is coming with the customers. So like we are selling to a customer who is a like smart metering or real time location systems. So then the scaling happens. So that's what I think we are on that path. We are learning and we are optimizing our antenna solutions to the customer needs. When we're doing that, definitely, yes, the scale up will happen.
Okay, that's wonderful. Any instances in your experiences which has gone wrong in your entrepreneurial path and you had done mistakes and you had to correct a lot to come back and pull yourself back? Any such instances?
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, then you know, I'm mostly kind of partly engineer, so I had to learn a lot of this business aspect of entrepreneurship. So like you shouldn't you need to be make sure that there is a business case and you need to validate the customer. Many cases it happens, like, you know, you spend a lot of time with customers, but at the end they're not serious about that, and then they just, you know, choose some other or some for some other reason. So these aspects I'm still learning. I've been learning through books and learning through other entrepreneurs, and you know, you need to validate the customer, you need to validate the business case, and that brings up the bond. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. For people going through failures, what's your message to uplift them?
It's like, you need to be resilient with failures. Failures are only temporary, so you need to really focus what market needs, what really customer needs. It's all about customer needs than what we offer. So when you understand what customer really wants, really needs, and then work with the customer, and then modify your product or optimize your product according to their customer needs, definitely you will have success. So failures are just stepping stones, as they say. Yeah. Okay, there's wonderful. A lot of supporting mechanism nowadays, rather than 20 years before, but now there are a lot of online resources available. There are a lot of supporting across the world. Is now a small village, kind of, you can find all kind of resources.
True. Nice. So on that same line, for any budding entrepreneurs, what is one important quality that you look for, probably if you're looking to form a team, and what is the one quality you look in them?
Of course, mastery of your subject. Like, you know, you need to be best at what you are doing. So when you become an entrepreneur, like when you choose a path, you need to master that subject. You need to be the best. Mm-hmm. Then only people start believing you. Then dedication to that. I mean, it should be your passion, or it should be the what you are best at. So before first you learn, you master whatever you like the most, and then champion that. Then you can become an entrepreneur in that area.
Nice. Which one innovation in your company is close to your heart, and what was the reason?
So nowadays we are doing recently we have designed one RFID antenna. It was very, very innovative, and it is beating the competition by, and it's a small size, and then it is beating the other RFID antennas in the performance. And then now we are actually making them, making all these, all our antennas that we make in India. We design and make in India, and then we are shipping to US. So definitely we will have a more success over there.
Okay. The product is getting exported. That's a good story. Nice. What is your vision on Indian startups that are addressing the next gen products, like for be it an industry 4.0 problem or IoT 5Gs and stuff. What are the problems that you see that they are addressing in down the line 5 years, and how impactful it will be? Like, what are the impacts you foresee in our ecosystem?
I think in next 5 years or 10 years in India, we should start designing our own IoT products and manufacturing them within India. And then the market is also, you start using our products. So most of the, I think it's growing quite a much. Last 10 years, I can see that, you know, we have a very, very strong, we need to improve in this manufacturing, electronic manufacturing, and then design of the products. So that is what I would like to see, that, and that is already happening. Hopefully, I think the entrepreneurship is on the rise, rather than the old school mentality of like get a job and be happy. I think that is changing. We need to improve the manufacturing sector, electronic manufacturing, and then design in house.
Okay, nice. That's wonderful. Moving on to the next segment of this episode, rapid fire round. Let me just bring on some questions that I've listed. What's your favorite sports or game you play?
I play cricket, and then I okay, now I stop. But I used to play here in Dhambren, in Oulu. Then go to gym some every now and then.
Okay. Nice. What's the best thing that happened to you this month?
This month, yeah, I'm going to India. So that, it's going nice. To be good. Yeah.
After a long break, right? Yeah.
After a long break, I'm looking for that.
Cool. What does creativity means to you in one sentence?
Creativity means really making a product that really useful for the customer and that really brings value to the customer. And that it has a practical use.
Nice. Who is your mentor?
Really, I read books about, I'm learning myself and learning myself of the business, and then going through books, and then I have I learn a lot of this stuff from my clients when I speak to them. They themselves are entrepreneurs, and there are multiple people whom I learn every day, and then from my own employees, and
Nice. What is the one recent book that you have read and you liked it?
I'm going through this one audio book where it is about marketing. It's like a marketing for one pager. It really talk about the entrepreneurship, how they really from the bootstrap, how you need to make this sales and marketing thing work. And it takes that's what I like.
Okay. What's your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject, maths. I was very good at maths when I was in school.
Okay. What time you sleep and wake up, and how does your first morning few hours look like?
So I sleep around 11:30 or 11:30, and then I wake up at 6 or 6:30. Then typically I go for a walk. And then after that, help kids get ready for school. And then I started have a call with our team, and then go through all the projects, what we're doing, and everybody assigning the tasks and thinking about where we are, which direction we are heading to.
Okay, nice. What's one best compliment you received for your accomplishments so far?
We got a very good applause from recently one customer that our antenna solutions, they got the best range. They're almost more than a kilometer range. So we are very happy with the solution that we delivered with them.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice. How do you stay calm during the day of chaos?
I'll go for a walk, like in Finnish forest, and go for long walks. So that's how that really that keeps me calm and go out and have a fresh breath.
Okay, nice. That's wonderful. This is my last question. For people who don't know about you and your company, where should they find?
They can visit our website, coreiot.fi or coreiot.co.in. We're always here, and you can always reach me in the contact given in the website. They can reach me. We are on LinkedIn, and they can contact me anytime.
Nice, wonderful. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, Vamsi. It was great catching up with you and getting all your insights. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you, Ashok. Thanks for great. Have a great time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we're at the end of episode number 27. Thank you very much, Vamsi, for coming on and sharing your experiences. And to our listeners, you can find out the episode summary in the description. Until we catch up soon with more exciting stories, stay tuned, be motivated. Thank you.